Yeah, it's Madonna to start us off this morning. A beautiful stranger from the Austin Powers movie. Spy Who Shagged Me, I think, wasn't it?
Jeez, it's very hot in here.
It's getting hot.
That's it's totally very hot in
that's
here.
That's a totally different movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the Madonna tune that got you all hot and bothered, was it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Not from that here. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely not that one.
Morning to you, folks. It's almost 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, here at Classic Hits as always.
Holy God, it must be 40 degrees in here, is it? You need to be sitting on your own in your nip and throwing water over a furnace. It's that hot.
Are you going through the change, PJ?
No, it's just about 40 degrees. Jeez.
21, I think, is what it is.
Oh, no, it's not. It's like there's gonna be outfielders coming in now on the nip. Like you see, sitting along the side of the walls. Jesus, Rolls.
Morning to you. As I say, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout at any stage, do you know what today is, PJ? It's only the day that the first ever sighting of the Loch Ness monster was recorded.
No way! Well, what a significant day it is.
Do you know when it happened?
I don't have a clue. No.
When would you say?
I'd say 1907 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you see, I'd be in your neck of the woods, right? If somebody had asked me, I'd have said the same sort
of
thing.
Yeah,
that sort of neck of the woods, right? Do you know what it's listed as? 565 AD.
Oh, for Jesus sake.
Somebody was talking about the Loch Ness
monster.
Yeah,
hell of it.
In 565 AD.
At
three
least
numbers.
It's not BC. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
My God.
565.
Yeah.
And what was it? Was it in the papers? Do you remember?
So I remember. gag never gets old. But the gag
I've been looking
does.
At Conor McGregor and your man in the newspaper. We might talk about it later. It's very funny.
Yeah, of all the things for your man to get annoyed about.
The old man. He's 50, like.
Yeah, well, I'm with him.
It's just so funny.
Whipper snapper shouldn't be slagging off.
Every newspaper website, Conor McGregor, just punching an old man in the face. It's
an OAP.
And he's come out and said, yeah, my job was off for a week. And I'm 50. I'm not that old. Do you want to calm down on the old shit, please?
It's very funny. He's been punched in the face and everything, and it's been everywhere.
Yeah, he's saying,
with the old thing.
What part hurts you the most after he hit you? Me pride, to be quite honest. All ye feckers. Saying I'm old.
Yep, you know that man is going to sign up now for a gym membership and a whole load of Botox. I was going to say.
Yeah, a detox, you need that as well. Especially with drinking that poison McGregor calls whiskey.
A detox and a Botox and all sorts. Anyway, 11 minutes past 6 here at Classic Hits. Birthday's on the way. 80s Classic Aha, Take On Me here at Classic Hits. Almost a quarter past 6 on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, the 22nd of August. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp if you need to give us a shout for anything. And of course, birthday time. Time for PJ to try and win another day off. He's got one coming to him tomorrow.
That's it.
Which he won on Monday.
And, it's been
a weird sort of week because there hasn't been a huge amount. A lot of the days are sort of slim pickings. Today's another one.
The day I won was a slim picking day. It's the days you always say, these are good, that I never get any.
Yeah, strange.
So you know what I mean? Let's
strange
the slimmer the better, to be honest.
Right, okay. Well, these are an interesting kind of weird selection. And here's the first one.
Well, I wasn't really aware of how boring I obviously was. And because I was a winning machine with no personality. This problem was growing and growing. And so at snooker tournaments, I'd walk in and there'd be quite a bit of booing.
The one and
I
only.
Know exactly who this is. That's Steve Davis.
That's interesting, Steve Davis, OBE.
Oh, that's amazing. Steve Davis, yeah. boring Davis. Yeah. He was fantastic, though, wasn't he?
The gas thing about it is, right, it was he owes all of the sort of newfound whatever to Spitting Image. They were the one who classified him as boring.
As boring Steve Davis.
And did the whole thing. I want a name like Interesting Steve Davis and stuff like that. They did all that.
Is that what that's where it all came from. That's guy. I don't actually remember him on Spitting Image.
Yeah. I want a name like Whirlwind or Hurricane.
And of all the people to end up becoming a nightclub DJ.
Soul DJ,
Would have ever thought that it was going to be Steve Davis, to be fair, like... You know what I mean?
Spitting Image did him a load of good.
The most boring man in snooker. And he turns out he's actually gas crack in real life. He did an amazing hidden camera show prank on the lad. Did you see that?
No.
Oh my God. Channel 4 filmed it years ago. And I can't remember what the hell the name of the show was, but it was fantastic. So Steve Davis comes in, meets this lad in a bar, and he goes, come on, will we trying to try and shark a couple of lads at a pool.
Right.
And your man goes, well, you're that Dennis Taylor, he goes. He goes, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am, he says. And they sharked a bunch of lads who were obviously in on the gag. And he took £100 and he ran and snuck off. And your man got chased. He thought he was being chased by gangsters into a car and all. It was unbelievable.
Deadly.
It was so funny, though. It was just so funny. You just think, this is so the man. Everybody would have fallen for this prank because nobody would have thought Steve Davis had the sense of humour, never mind the ability to pull off this sort of thing. Turns out he's just great crack.
Brilliant.
He's just a great crack head case. And as genius as they come.
Like, when he does his, when he does exhibitions or whatever, trick shots and all that, he's good at the old trick shots or whatever. Like, he's hilarious. He has the crowd in, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, telling gags. Yeah. It's like a stand-up show.
Yeah, but mind you, to be fair to him, he takes most of he's the butt of most of the jokes.
Yeah, oh, he knows it. They're the best. Yeah. All right, I'm going to say Steve Davis now. He's getting on a bit, I'd say. Say, like, he's in maybe his mid-60s, would he be? 63.
Oh! 62.
Ah!
62.
Ah, that wasn't a bad one.
Right, we've another OBE for you. They're all rolling out the OBEs today.
Oh, God, yeah.
James Corden, OBE.
Imagine taking an OBE. You'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
Well, in fairness to him, he is English, I suppose.
Yeah, but even then, you know what I mean?
Yes. It's nothing like being honoured by someone who's never done a day's work in their life. Who thinks they're better than me because they just happen to have been born somewhere different. Yeah, I don't know. But Corden himself.
My God, there's a bloke who's made success.
There's another Steve Davis.
But in fairness to him,
he would have known that he was going to
end up. Do you like James Corden?
Ah, he kind of annoys me, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
But I wouldn't begrudge him his success.
Does he not strike you as a bloke who'd be probably sound enough? You know? No?
Not really, no. I mean, he did not. I think he's like, who's your man? I think I'm at the camp, you know. I know that people say that about me all the time.
You've a lot in common. You know.
Really?
Right, both writers. Comedy writers.
Yeah.
Okay, he didn't do stand-up. But, you know, both broadcasters or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, he went on and broke America, but you know what I mean? But there's a lot of similarities.
There's a big difference straight away.
Actors.
Yeah.
In comedy shows.
Right, yeah. I see what you're saying.
I'm trying to basically make out that you guys could be best buds.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's a lovely lad. To get what he got, you have to have been an unbelievable hard worker. Stuff does not fall on your lap.
What I will give you is I don't understand the America thing. I don't understand him getting one of the big late night chat shows in the States. I don't fully get it myself now, to be honest.
I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, I don't understand America at all. Which is why I'd never go. You know what I mean? I don't understand it at all. Yeah, so that's grand. He just understands America.
Obviously, yeah.
Which obviously I don't. I still think America's like, you know, lads walking around in leg warmers listening to 80s music. You know, I haven't really moved on from the 80s. So whatever goes on over there now is beyond me. But I'm going to say James Corden is like, I think he's around the same age as myself. I'll take, maybe he's a bit younger, 43.
41.
Is he?
Yeah. 41.
You need to get some exercise, mate.
Right, so this bloke doesn't have an OBE, but if they handed them out in Ireland, he certainly would have. Because he's a GAA legend. Specifically, one that you will enjoy because you'll be there tomorrow. Cork GAA legend, Jimmy Barry Murphy.
Jimmy Barry Murphy! Oh, a plague of the Dubs back in the day he was. A plague of everybody back in the day. He was such an incredible player.
He must be one of the most famous names in GAA.
Yeah, and he was the one. I remember my first ever GAA match going there with me dad, or maybe it wasn't me first, but I couldn't. It would have been.
Right.
Because I remember saying, why can't we hear the man?
Oh, you couldn't hear the commentary.
Couldn't hear the commentary, and I was like, why can't we hear the man?
How am I going to know what's going on?
My dad was laughing, going, what are you talking? You can't hear the man. Of course you can't hear the man.
That'd be brilliant.
I'll tell you something.
There's not much that would make a Croke Park experience better, but I tell you, the strains of Micheál Omara would have done it.
But they were all laughing at me. My dad has mates and all, and my Uncle Jimmy and all, they were all laughing at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, they said, how are we going to know what's going to happen? Yeah. What's going on? And he goes, yo, watch it. It's like,
oh, this is
all I could think of was, we're not going to hear And it's Jimmy Ballymuffy! That's all I remember, just thinking that. And it's him, Jimmy Ballymuffy! To
be honest with you, Cork probably weren't even playing. I didn't get the concept of the whole thing at all.
Yeah.
But there you go. He should have been. They're talking about an honour system a few months ago. It was shot down, bringing in an honour system for Ireland. Yeah.
Awarded by the Gordon government.
The president, yeah.
Oh, the president.
Yeah, they were talking about bringing
like a president's
one in.
Award.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Although they have one. That's kind of for charity and stuff, isn't it?
But they were going to bring it in like an honours award, like that, for people who have served great in their field.
My God, PJ, that'd be the one. You'd be nailed on.
No, I wouldn't. Are you joking?
Services to comedy and entertainment.
No. Sure, when they had a big thing in the Uke Dorotia years ago, bringing all the stand-ups and all the actors and all in. So I was left out of it.
No way!
I was, yeah. I got a phone call then. Listen, I didn't include you. I thought you wouldn't mind or whatever. I was there, yeah, right. You didn't want me there is all it was.
Who rang you and said that? Mary Robinson?
No, it wasn't. No, it was a promoter. It wasn't. Imagine Mary Robinson. Listen, I didn't think you'd be the sandwiches.
I love sandwiches. Yeah. Sandwiches are one of my favourite things.
I've got to pee in my bonnet the bill now.
That's it. There'll be no more honour system.
There's no honour system for me. Not right, you little leprechaun, eh? You've nothing to do with it.
Right, Jimmy Barry Murphy, GAA Cork, or Cork GAA legend is?
Is 63.
Not bad, 65.
Ah, fuck!
65. And then this last one, I'm going to confess, right, I didn't put this in, right, but we got a text in from Finbar in a rainy West Cork.
Right.
Okay. He wants me to ask you this one on the birthdays. Apparently it's Jimmy and Jay USO's birthday today. They're WWE wrestlers, which is why you're supposed to know them. And they're tag team champions.
I haven't a
Don't be looking up the text.
I'm looking at the WhatsApp to see if it's in it.
That's what I'm saying. His age is in
it. Oh, yeah. Right. I can't look at that then.
Anyway, it's two. They must be twins, obviously.
34.
33.
Oh, for God. Again, you see? You're going to have to stop giving me people I know because I get much closer when I have people I don't. Yeah. I've never heard of them, lads.
Have you not?
Never heard of them.
I don't know
lads.
Why Finbar and West Cork would have thought you did.
The only
especially
wrestler I know
did
now
profess
is...
profess to being
back in the day.
WGAA.
That's what they call hurling now. No, the only wrestler I know these days is Becky Lynch because she's from Dublin and she's a champion and she's brilliant and all. Right.
You're more Andre the Giant here, are you?
Ah, those are the days. Coco Beware, the big boss man. Ah.
Yeah.
I was nearly going to say Buzz Lightyear, but that's a different fella.
Classic Hits. And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. And the interesting one today, when I saw it was going to be up in the 20s, I thought, woo! And then I saw, there's no sign of any sun there.
Yeah.
No, there will be sign of sun later, apparently.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently later on this morning, we're going to have, travelling from the south to all other parts of the country.
Oh,
I'll
take that.
Happy days.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's not going to be blistering sun. We're not going to the beach for a swim, you know.
We're on that side of the year now, though, where just being warm and seeing it in the distance is enough.
But it's very disconcerting at the moment because it looks really wintry when it's dark and it's wet and it looks... You know, it was windy.
Then you walk out and it's like getting off a plane in Spain.
Yeah, it is. So,
any sign of the traditional back to school weather bump?
I was just talking about it a little while ago. We usually have an Indian summer, don't we?
We always do, yeah. So just as soon as they have to put the shirt and tie back on and sit by the window in school, the sun blows them out of it. It's normally what happens.
I think that's been hexed by the fact that now people go back to school a good week, if not two, earlier.
Oh,
and
is
they
that
used
a thing?
To.
Maybe that's it then, yeah.
Everyone used to go back to school on the first Monday of September. And now, like, my son is going back next Monday.
What's that, 29th?
That's the 29th. No,
it's the 25th or 26th or something. Is it 25th, 26th of August?
Oh, jeepers. Oh, that's a bit of a pop.
So I think that's put
Going back to school in August is a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
No. As a mammy who's had to put up with them hanging around the house all day.
Yeah.
As a mammy who's had to go to bed before her children all summer.
This is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tara's basically telling the school authorities, I mean, nobody needs more than a week off, really.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, you know what I mean?
In a week.
At least not until you go to what's at work.
Yeah, apart from me, that is. Yeah.
Aztec Camera, Somewhere in My Heart, and Iowa Rapture. I don't even know if I said that right. Is that, would you say Iowa? Would you?
Say what is it?
The name of that band there that did the old Get Up and Go song.
I don't know. That looks like 110 to me, so you could call that whatever you want. I would have said 110 is the name of that band.
Maybe it is. Maybe they're.
Yeah.
If anybody, yeah. Because I mean, I'm going to hold my hands up here and say I haven't got a
Bulls
having
notion. A Riddler's, yeah.
Not a notion.
Is that supposed to be a capital I, capital I, capital O?
That's what I was assuming.
I'm going to call them 110 anyway until someone corrects me. That's what right. I'm going to call them. Unbelievable. I'm
trying to look for to see if there's anything else on the list there that has, you know, numbers in it that we'd know.
Well, there's page well, 7. There,
look, look at the way in excess is spelt.
Yeah, but you can just... That's very phonetic, though. In excess.
No,
you know?
I'm saying, you know, the way the I is. So it looks like IO to me.
Oh, still looks like 110 to me, Jim.
Would you even pronounce it IO? IO. Oh, I don't know.
It's like a Spanish donkey.
Is anybody...
IO!
Isn't it? Do you reckon... It's interesting, isn't it? Because, like, do you reckon there's any other people who classify themselves as... Well, we don't. At least we don't call ourselves DJs.
No,
we've
geez,
never called ourselves
promise.
DJs. In fact, I don't even know what we're called. Presenters is probably stretching us.
Australia, every so often you get a text in going, oh my God, call yourself DJs. You don't even know what music is. I couldn't care less about the music. It could be, I wouldn't even know what's on half the time.
The music you know basically I mean? Is just an opportunity for you to take a breath.
Yeah, yeah, well, go to the toilet, make a sandwich,
yeah.
Talk to Jim about the sport. You know what I mean? It's a wallpaper. Wallpaper in the background.
You're right.
As long as it's pleasant, I'm happy. You know what I mean? As long as it's not some weirdo screaming and shouting or a bit of Slayer or any of that sort of carrying on.
Yeah.
I'm happy enough.
Or a bit of UB40 or anything.
Yeah, and then every so often Michael Bolton comes on and he goes, shut up, I'm listening to this song.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I want. I'm happy with that.
Right. So far, nobody's put us out of our misery on whether it's
I'd
IO
say nobody
or
knows.
110. Or I wonder how Rapture made it into becoming a classic hit.
That's because people are probably going, there's no point in telling them. They've literally just admitted to not caring. They're just trying to work out how the machine works.
Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Do you want to have a guess at another birthday?
Go on.
The only reason I'm saying is because, you know, Amanda, who suffers with her sciatica?
Yeah.
She's sent in this text. She wants to see if you can guess how old she is if she gives you these clues, right? But the trouble is, she doesn't actually tell me how old she is. But anyway, listen. So it says, our star sign is Cancer. I'm not really sure how that's going to help. And she was born on Independence Day plus 2. Again, not really going to help.
Right.
Worked for Aer Lingus for 25 years. So she's over 25.
Obviously.
Was in Holy Faith in Clontarf, third year, same year as PJ left school.
Right. Third year, yeah.
President Richard Nixon resigned from office. I don't know if that's connected with when she left school or what. And she wants to know, how old am I? But then she doesn't give me the answer, so I don't know.
Well, if she was third, she's probably around the same age as me then. I'd say she's maybe a 1 year younger. I'll go with 42.
Right, 42, Amanda. That's the guess.
That's what I'm going with. 42. You're 1 year younger than I am.
Right. So we'll see if she texts in to let us know. And a quick bon voyage to Dara from Limerick. He says he's catching up with you from the start today. I normally catch up on the podcast. Just wishing you bon voyage. I'm off to Morocco.
Big difference there.
Yeah.
You'd be fairly disdisappointed if you are planning on one and you ended up on the other, that's for sure.
That's a good point, actually, to be fair. Yeah, off to Morocco with my girlfriend Orla. So no offence, but adios. None taken, Dara. You deserve it.
And don't be adios isn't Arabic either, by the time you get there, in case you're gone down Jim's mad wormhole.
Yeah.
Jim arrives in Monaco.
Don't start speaking French in Morocco.
He thinks it's a bit of Spain. And he's walking around wondering, what's the story with all the Arab fellas? So there you go. There's Amanda. She's back. She's 45.
45?
So she's a year older, not younger.
Ah, right.
There you go.
Well, not a bad effort.
I said 42, did I? Sure, I'm 44. What am I talking about? Yeah,
actually,
right. Somebody else has corrected me on my own age.
Somebody's, Derek the Butcher.
So what chance do I have, man? Here's me guessing someone else's age. I don't know mine. I mean, honestly, what chance do I have?
Do you genuinely forget your age?
Well, I thought it was 43 there for a minute, yeah.
Yeah. That's
I'm not, like, I'm 44. I remember now because I had a birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
It was April, buddy.
Fuck all of it. Yeah, I know that. I know when it was, smarty pants.
I was just saying, like, you'd imagine it might have sunk in at this stage.
Yeah, you would have, yeah. I don't worry about it. Just in time. Probably in March next year it'll sink in. And then I'll have to do it all over again.
All over again.
Moroccans speak French.
Moroccans speak French, Jim. So even if he did end up speaking French.
I thought they spoke Arabic. Yeah. In Arab country.
Muslim country.
Now, don't tell me. Monaco is in France. Please, did I get that wrong?
Monaco is its own state.
That's right. It's its own country.
It's its own state, but it's in, it is...
Because they have their own royal family, don't they?
Geographically France, yeah.
Geographically France, but they're declared as an independent.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. There's all these little mini city states in Europe, you know.
That's what you call it, isn't it? Princess Grace of Monaco. That was your woman, the actress, from way back.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't it?
I don't even know about that. There's all these city-states all around Europe. Little city-states. San
like
Marino.
The Vatican and all.
Vatican is one. San Marino is one. Andorra is one.
I was there.
Where are you in Andorra?
I was in Andorra.
There you go. Jeepers, where are you? Yeah. What are you doing there? You only go there to ride mountain bikes or ski. Nobody goes there for any other reason.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah. You see, ski. Loose definition of what I was doing would be skiing.
Falling
down would be a better definition.
I'm literally
the worst. The only thing that I'm... Well, actually, no. There's many, many things I'm worse at. That's a terrible thing to have to admit, isn't it? That there's so many things you're bad at. But anyway...
I think we're all terrible at most things.
Skiing is definitely one of the things I'm particularly bad at. In fact, I never learned to do it properly at all.
I've never been skiing, so who knows? Well, I was in Dubai, and so that probably doesn't
count. Dubai?
I know, yeah.
You literally went to one of the hottest places in the world.
Yeah, I did a bit of skiing, yeah. Good crack.
Yeah, Tiffany, I think we're alone now here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 7:10 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. As we like to think about it around these Classic Hits parts, hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. It's not that far away, within touching distance.
So we're there. We're already in it. We're just getting a bit of work out of the way, and then we can enjoy it. That's it.
Yeah, just tying up a few loose ends.
That's
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Hitbit on the way this hour in about 40 minutes time or thereabouts. If you want to check it out in advance or get involved in advance, give us a shout on the WhatsApp, or you can check it out on classichits.ie. But a little bit earlier on, if you were with us early this morning, we just mentioned in passing a kind of a weird twist that has happened around the whole Conor McGregor story, this alleged punch and stuff. Do you still have to say alleged and all, do you?
Well, no, I'd say, unless you're living under a rock, you saw the punch going around, you saw the video going around.
Yeah, and it was all over the papers and well covered, and, you know, Conor McGregor involved. And the other person involved...
Person who took the punch.
Yeah.
So we know scumbag McGregor and what he's up to these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Out there just scumming around, basically, on a general level, really, isn't he?
But the other guy...
He's like a clamper, a proper scummer, scumming around the town, doing his scumbaggy
things. Don't do the
things.
Clamping thing again, William. I'm exhausted from the last
one. Oh, yeah, okay, right. We'll talk
but
about
anyway, the other guy... Obviously, you would imagine that if he was to say he was hurt, you'd say, well, in fairness, you would be hurt getting a dig or whatever. Like,
well,
but
this
that's,
is
not,
it.
That's not the bit that hurts.
Well, let me tell you the story, because you're dead right? And I knew this was going to happen. So the guy, in fairness to the Star, they got a bit of an exclusive on this.
Right.
Because he's spoken to the Star, right? So he's saying that, well, he's talking about the whole incident, really. And he's going, the McGregor punched him because he felt disrespected, right? The man refused a glass of his proper 12 whiskey, which anyone who drinks whiskey knows tastes like Domestos anyway, right? So why would you drink it? So he says he's sitting at the bar, and he was just having a quiet pint with his friend, and then suddenly, because he refused to drink, he got a punch. He goes, oh, you don't need that in your life, he says.
Which to be fair, that's a proper understatement, that is. Yeah, you can do without it, all right.
He says to McGregor, no, you're all right, I'm a Guinness man. And he turned the glass away twice and he got a slap in the chops, right? And then he said that, although the smack hurt, he said, and it did hurt, he wasn't floored by it. He goes, look, I can take a punch. Right? And then he goes on to say, and here, listen, all this old stuff, I'm 50. Right? Because anyone that saw the video...
Yeah.
Anyone that read the newspapers, anyone that read the websites that's covered it, every single one of them said, old man attacked by Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
So they're slapping the chops hard, but he wants people to know he's 50. Right?
He's not an old man.
So that sort of, you have to sort of go a different way. You know, right, he's not an old man then. Or is he? It depends who you are. So, because let me just point something else out here. He's the same age as Jim.
Exactly.
So am I working with the elderly? Is this, you know, is this what it's come to?
Or is Jim in denial, you know? Or is 50 too young to say an old man?
Exactly.
Because obviously, a lot of the media out there were straight on it. And us included. I think the first time we saw it, the two of us going, imagine hitting an elf in them chops like that.
Yeah.
And then now you're after hearing he's 50, you're going,
to be honest with you,
I can't believe I called that man an elf.
Well, exactly. Because when I saw the video, I mean, I thought it was a much older man than 50, I have to confess myself.
Yeah, it's a blurry video now, in fairness.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's sitting all kind of hunched over at the bar.
Yeah.
And it puts an impression and an image into your face, into your head, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe the man is...
Yeah.
Older, right?
So, you exactly. Know. So, the whole thing then crops up as to, you know, okay, now we now know his age. And so, you know, if you hit 50, are you deserving of the term... old man?
Very good question. Now, I'm guessing Jim McCabe's take on this is absolutely not. That's ludicrous. You're only just a bit more. You're only a decade more than halfway through your life. Right?
Unique twist on it, all right?
Whereas,
but see, because it's going to change.
For example, right? Because I'm 44, right?
Yeah.
Even though I forgot.
Which is ancient if somebody's in their 20s.
If I'm in Young Offenders,
yeah.
I'm by far the oldest person on the entire set.
Yeah.
And like our medic is literally, Shannon is her name. She's literally half my age and she's looking after me.
There. She's
looking
the
after
medic.
Herself. She's the medic, right? Yeah. And you'd be thinking, right,
she's got a life and career sorted. She's already a medic.
She's a medic, yeah.
And she's half your age.
And she's 22.
Yeah.
Right?
So she goes home and talks to her friends and her family and says, I was looking after this
old lad, yeah.
PJ, he used to be a comedian or something or whatever,
yeah.
I don't know.
And her dad's probably going, I remember him.
Yeah.
Right, that's right, that fella that used to do the... And come here, you dirty thing.
Yeah. Just be careful with him.
Yeah, you
that
know.
That was a bit funny looking.
Kevin, what hell is
it? Isn't that mad? And it's all, but you know yourself. Like when we would have been, whatever, teenagers, 20, whatever. Yeah, I mean, people our age would have been proper elfless to us.
Yeah, I
We'd
know.
Absolutely. Mind you, to be
people
fair.
People in their 20s. Remember when you went to school and you get the student teacher would come in and she would have to take us for the day?
Yeah.
Those women now, when I think about it, that took us, they were like 22. And I was like, elves.
Yeah.
Elwood!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember straight out of it.
Remember the first time you got called Mister?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mister, will you go on the... Would you... You don't know where the thing is, do you?
Oh, and you know when you start getting...
When somebody calls you Mister, you know that you're... Well, that's it. They
when
think
a
you're
woman
old.
Uses you to threaten someone else, their children. Do you ever get that? Do you ever get that? I'm mortifying.
No, I've never been used to threaten anybody.
I have. On a number of occasions. To the point that I've gotten used to it. You know, someone goes,
what is it about?
Watch what you're doing. Or the man over there, he's going to come over and get you. The first couple of times I was mortified. The last time I just went over and says, don't listen to your mother. This man doesn't care what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't care. Do whatever you want.
Stop referring to me as a man.
And tell your mother to watch her, to mind her manners.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a 44-year-old little boy. Right?
Yeah, because that's the difference. There was a time you were referred to as young lad or chap or any number of things. But then it becomes the man.
The man over there.
And then the worst is then that middle-aged man there. That
you're the elf.
Oh my God.
When you turn up at comedy clubs now and they're all...
Veteran. Veteran of the comedy
circuit.
When
you turn up, yeah. Yeah. And you know, I'm up there talking about, you know, things that people my age talk about. You know what I mean?
Naturally.
You know when you be getting out of bed and your back will be hurt and all that. And the audience looking at you going, I have no clue what he's talking. And the person on before he's been doing jokes about... left-wing politics or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like...
Or some I don't know, social media sensation that you've never heard
never
of.
Never heard of them.
Never heard
YouTubers.
Of
YouTubers. And then I get back, hey, you know, you get a sore foot and the fella goes, how are you? And then you know, you wake up at night four times to go for the weed, you know that way? And they're all just staring at you, you know?
So it begs the question thing. Then, is there such a thing? Is
when
there
is
an
old?
Age?
Yeah. What is the age that qualifies as
exactly.
old?
Exactly.
At what number? What is that magic number? When you
exactly.
hit that number, what age is it?
There,
that,
you've got
someone, that you can be suddenly called an elf and it's no longer get to dispute it.
Yeah, there's the music in the background there from the Beatles, When I'm 64. Is that the magic number? Is it earlier than that? Is it later than that? You see, you know what's going to happen. Basically, everybody's going to go, whatever their age is, and
that's
add about another 10
that's,
years.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. It? And then they'll do that in 10 years' time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the crack.
I mean, when I was 60, I thought 70 was old, but now that I'm 70, sure, but you know, you're not old.
I'll tell, you how old I am. I'm old enough to get punched in the face by an MMA star.
Jimmy Cliff, I Can See Clearly Now here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Almost 7:21. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps in as well. 087-188-0008. All the opinions on whether there's an actual number on when you can be called old. What are you doing looking at somebody's backside there?
Do you know who it is?
Who?
It's actually a very unfortunate video of Ricky Hatton. That's what that is.
Right. Can we move off that?
Oh my God.
Anyway.
There's a fella that needs help now, in fairness. He's having a bad time.
That's Ricky John.
Hatton. Yeah, like he has. See, if Ricky Hatton.
No, I'm not saying John needs help, although, to be honest with you, I have asked that question before about John. But anyway.
Yeah.
Because he says, I'm 40 next week and my kids call me old because I was born in the olden days.
See?
They're 14 and 11.
In the olden days. And you know what they mean by olden days now? You know that way. You know, it's the days before the internet.
Yeah.
When you can sit there with a whole crowd. When you can sit there with adults. When you can actually sit down there with grown adults, right?
Yeah.
In grown adult situations, and then they ask you, what was it like life before the internet?
Yeah.
And you can tell them.
Yeah.
Because you were their age and there was no such thing as the internet.
That is weird. Like when you end up working with people here who end up working on the show for a little while or working around the office for a little while.
Like Jenny here. What age is Jenny here that starts working with us? Like she's in her...
23.
There you go. So she's a grown adult woman.
Yeah.
Right? She can get married. She's allowed to do all kinds of stuff. She's allowed to vote.
Yeah.
She's an adult. But if she's the type of person who goes, God, I'm like, was there colour before the internet? You know? You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Shane obviously isn't 50 or anything like it because he says if you had a washing machine for 50 years, you'd consider it old. That's Shane speaking,
very
obviously,
true.
From the point of view of a person who's not. Whereas...
That is very true.
Debbie gets on and says, no, 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 and no. 50 is not old.
And why does she say that?
She says, I am 50 and I've never looked better. I have more experience in life. 99 is old, she says.
Yeah, 99 is an ice cream cone, I'm afraid.
Becky says 112 is old.
112?
112, that's a fair shout.
112, which also happens to be the international recognised number for calling the emergency services. So it's a pretty...
There you go, that'd be appropriate.
So she might well be onto something.
You're an old fella when you have kids, according to Annette.
Well, I was always told you're an old fella when your kids go bald.
Yeah,
that's what
I was
always
told.
When your kids are bald, definitely old.
If you were an elfler when you have kids, there'd be some 14-year-old elflers wandering around the odd time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Be careful with that.
There's lads out there, 25 and all. Yeah, you know yourself. Getting on these days. Yeah.
For women, it's the equivalent of being called Mrs. The kids in my estate call me Mrs. now. This is Annette in Betty's town. I'm 41.
41.
Must say, I used to view 41-year-olds as old, but now I'm saying 70 is old.
See, there you go. See, this is what happens, isn't it? You are right. You totally you hit the nail on the head. It's your age plus how many other years, and that's why all of us qualify what old actually means.
Exactly.
Or getting punched in the face by Conor McGregor, and then you get called old no matter what age you are.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, this is similar to your story. I still remember when I stopped being called a girl. I helped out with kids a lot, and often at the end of a lesson, the parent would tell their child to go and thank the girl. I was 16 the first time I heard, go thank the lady.
The lady.
And I remember standing there in shock and saying, I'm not a lady.
I'm not a lady. How dare you?
You want to see the way I behave? I'm
shouldn't
just nothing lady-like
don't
about
me. Don't you dare
me.
Call me a lady. I'm going to be up to disgraceful carry on later on.
Yeah. And then there's a whole load of rudeness about things involving old age. And
is there, what's lagging you off, is it?
No, just things to do with, you know, farting and arses. And
I'll get my face. That's my favourite subject. It's funny skipping that you knew I'd enjoy it. Yeah, that's, I'm telling you, that's it. You know something? I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
You can consider yourself old when your son goes bald. Although, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What happens then if he's, I don't know, if that's his look, his fashion?
Ah, no, fashion choices don't count, no.
They don't count, right, okay.
No, your son has to come in and, like, sit down on the couch beside you, right, and he's sitting there going, oh, jeez, me, Mike. And then he has to put his hand on his temples and go, those kids are going to be the death of me, you know that? Oh, jeez.
And then...
And then you go, what's the hair like? And he goes, son, you have an egg in the nest there, you need to get a trim. And then he goes,
Ben, as the grandfather in that situation.
Yeah.
That's when you're, that's it.
There's, and there's no somebody else saying, but PJ, my son was born bald. That's not what I mean.
ABC, The Look of Love, here at Classic Hits, 20-8, Hitbin on the way, 087-188-0008, if you fancy having a go. Not your guess, just let us know if you want to play. Now, the strains of Match of the Day in the background there, but we're not going to talk about sport, okay?
No, it's we're getting in trouble because we talk way too much about sport, but we do get carried away.
But the thing about it is, normally if there was controversy surrounding Match of the Day, normally it would be sporting controversy. It would be involving a red card or a penalty or something or other.
Or the horrible people and the things they said about Pogba and all that during the week. Yeah. But thankfully it's the... Well, actually, you know, so I was going to say thankfully it's not that serious. Unfortunately, it may very well be that serious. But luckily, we have on our panel today a man who was directly affected by what happened on Match of the Day there the other night. And he's going to speak to us. His name is Jim McCabe. Jim McCabe, I would like to ask your feelings on what happened on Match of the Day the other night.
Well, I didn't get to see it now, but I have a feeling here that once again, it's, you know, I think these were, you ever get a feeling that people have stacked things, you know, in advance? Do you ever get the feeling that other people have gotten together and thought, right, this will be good crack now. We'll have a good old go-off, Jim, here now. We'll start with the old gags. Right? Well, slag him about that. And then we'll move on to the bald gags.
Well, I certainly think Gary Lineker maybe did stack the odds against him. because I tell you something. It all went down, right? It all went down. The presenter who has taken stick for years, by the way, over having his big jughead years on him.
You know, yeah, that's right.
He was called the FA Cup. They called him the FA Cup for years. In fact, anybody who had big ears got known as the FA Cup for many years.
He was around in spitting image days, was he?
He was a player, as a player. 100%, yeah. So he was known as the big-eared fella, and then he did the wee on the pitch. And then he pooed himself playing against Ireland, if you might remember. Do you remember that?
So, what you're saying is people in glass houses
shouldn't be throwing stones. I mean, the man literally did a poo in his pants playing Ireland.
And
for anyone who thinks I'm making that up, you can Google that. It's on YouTube. So there you go. He went to do a fart and he did a.
Oh my God!
Had to drag his bum like a dog on the grass. It's all unbelievable. Anyway, that's not what we're supposed to be talking about. What happened was he opened up the show Match of the Day and he said it's a strong start to the Premier League season. Real hair raising stuff, unless you're Alan Shearer and Danny Murphy. Who the two lads are bald, obviously. The pair of the lads, they shook their shaven heads and they laughed. But sources say several viewers have lodged complaints. Ooh. So it's been a sensitive subject out there. Now, Gary Lineker did sort of strike back and says, yeah, whatever. It was just, there's always one moan, he says. And that's it. And then that's kind of where it's gone. Now, the problem is the BBC being a state broadcaster, they have to react to the complaint or complaints that went in.
Even if there's only one.
Even if there's only... It doesn't matter, but there's... I'd say there was more than one. That's Gary Lineker saying one.
All right, okay.
So, Jim McCabe, as a representative of the Baldies of Ireland today, has he gone too far?
No. You'd have to be... Like, in fairness, if the two lads laughed... Do you know what I mean? Two lads were laughing.
Well, I tell
Although
you something.
I mean, obviously...
Your
I regularly laugh through the pain of the insults from yourself and Mike. I mean, I regularly have to put on a brave face. It's like the clown, you know what I mean, on the outside, full of cheer and joy, bringing joy, whereas on the inside, tears and heartbreak.
And that's great. And once the outside's good, that's all right. Once it looks all right to us. Yeah. You know, fair play to you. Care about us if that's what you're doing.
Once you don't ruin the show, I don't mind. You can have your own feelings on the inside when you go home or whatever.
You know when people say, you sleep the swan, you saw what you see underneath. No one cares about their feet. right, so there you go. The BBC declined to comment when they were asked, but a charity, Alopecia UK, have had to speak up. They said the comments were jovial in nature, but they did say it is a shame those in the media use that platform in a way that reinforces negativity towards hair loss. So, like, once again, as they say, our resident slaphead, what would you say to that?
Oh, my God.
What do you say to Alopecia UK?
Wow, I didn't realise that there was... although alopecia is a very different thing now, to be fair. That's obviously for somebody who suffers... If somebody suffered from that, that'd be concern for them.
It.
Yeah, to be fair, that's a slightly different thing than male pattern baldness.
Can I just say, I will say this, right? As a man who was lucky enough not to have suffered the trauma of alopecia or hair loss or anything like that, right? I'm one of the lucky ones, grand. But I do think Jim McCabe handles it brilliantly. He looks I'm actually not even being a smarty pants. He looks brilliant. He presents himself very well. He dresses well. A good looking man. There's no doubt about it.
There's something coming here. I tell you something. It's like waiting for a nuclear explosion.
I don't. There's not, because I've said it before. I tell you what he does. He goes Israel on it. He does the full Israel.
Yeah.
As soon as there's a little bit. Everybody out. Get out. Get out. Get out. The whole lot of you. Get out.
Yeah.
And it's all the way it is. He doesn't do the Palestinian holding on to a little settlement here and a little one there and a little one there and a little one there.
Or the comb over.
And I think that's when lads start to really look bad, is when they hold on to the little bits.
Yeah.
And they start, like you said, there's a bit growing out of the fringe and a bit growing out of the back. And they tie them in the middle together. Or something. Oh, jeez. Where if you just get rid of it, you look fine. No one even notices, actually. You look really well.
I know a lad who literally had it was held together by hairspray. It was like, actually, do you know what it was a bit like?
Donald Trump stuff.
It was a bit like, you know, if you, you know, though, you see those chefs and they do that thing with them, with like sugar, you know, like the liquid sugar, and they create these, like, you know, they create baskets out of it and they create. Spun sugar or something, you know, that stuff.
I do.
It was like that.
I do know what you mean. Oh my God, I know what you mean. Oh, I do.
It was kind of like
dreadful,
that.
Isn't it? Yeah. My poor elf had a comb over as long as his arm.
You could see through it.
Yeah.
Actually, a teacher we had in school.
If the wind blew at my dad, right, people would wave back. They thought it was an arm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They'd wave back and then they'd say he wasn't waving at all. They'd be like, oh my God, that's on his head.
I think
so. There's people in school, there was lads in your school.
There was a teacher in the school. And his nickname was Garibaldi, right? His first name was actually
and
Gary.
He's a teacher, so he smelled like a biscuit.
Right, so he combed it from about where your, what do you call that?
Your sideburn.
One sideburn all the way across his head to the other sideburn.
Yeah.
It was an amazing feat. It was actually, that's to be amazing. Fair, he was an engineering teacher as well.
She built a bridge of hair over his head. He had a bridge of hair. Oh, that's brilliant.
So there you go. So
the Golden Gate Garibaldi, yeah?
That's our next. Because in fairness, like, you know, I mean, you have been known, I mean, on the odd occasion, very rare, admittedly, to maybe have a little jibe at the expense of maybe our red-haired friends.
Yeah, and poor mate Miko, who's, the poor lad's bald as a coot and his hair everywhere else. Like, everywhere else. Everywhere.
Yeah, is he the lad you said when you hug him he gets a bit smaller?
No, he's like a little gorilla with imagine seeing a gorilla with a baldy head. Imagine that. Like a gorilla with a baldy head. And you hug him and it's like you're carrying jumpers up to the wash.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit, from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit!
Well done, he got over his phobia.
Not really.
He didn't even turn around there.
He pointed at me and all, I wasn't comfortable with that. Yeah. I only remembered at the last minute to make him turn around, so I wasn't too comfortable.
Well, it's progress. You've been allowed inside. You've been allowed to look at him.
Yeah, right. We're leaving it now, PJ. I'm going to sit here because it's awkward otherwise.
Well, yeah, but you're going to turn around.
He didn't turn around there and you were fine.
Oh, no, I wasn't fine. I'm telling you now, I felt a little bit vulnerable. My God. There you go.
Turned into a diva gym.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit vulnerable.
Yeah, I was a little bit vulnerable. Well, you've got a classy stare. You see, he's doing it now.
Classy stare. Yeah.
Right, €530 is what we have on the hit bit this morning. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. And then we give it to you. So, Elaine O'Sullivan in Cork is on. How are you, Elaine?
Hi, PJ. How are you this morning?
Not bad at all, thanks, Elaine. How are you getting on?
Great all together. Great all together.
Great stuff. Have you any plans for the weekend ahead?
No, not really, but I believe the weather's supposed to be very good, so we live in hope, huh?
Oh, really?
Where did
you hear that, Elaine?
It's down in Kinsale.
All right, so provide you're around Kinsale, then that's...
Well, I'll be Corkbound today,
so then,
I'm
good for you.
It, yeah.
Right, okay. Elaine, best of luck with this. What are you going for?
I'm going for Michael Jackson and Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Right, so there you go.
Elaine, you're wrong. Beat it.
Oh, no.
Hey!
Oh, that was a thriller of a gag. Hey!
They're on fire. Look at this retaliation. Oh, my God. It's getting nasty. Right, listen, Elaine. Have a cracking weekend, whatever you end up doing. And keep at us. Take care. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers.
See you later, Elaine. Right,
bye-bye,
so
now.
Rebecca's in Kildare. So how are you getting on, Rebecca?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you, Rebecca?
How are you?
Oh, not so bad at all. How are you getting on?
I'm glad. I'm still in bed.
Oh, you're still
in the bed.
What time are you getting out, or have you any plans to get out at all?
I've no plans to get out today.
It's a duvet day today, Rebecca,
is it? It's a duvet day, yeah.
Well done, you. Fantastic.
Oh, what would you give for one of those now, lads? Tell you. Well, I'll tell you something.
€550
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, let's buy it off.
I like the way Rebecca's added on an extra 20 quid as well. See that? For herself.
Oh, like. Very subtle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, trying to sneak that one under the mattress.
I tell you something, she may be in bed, but she's not asleep, that's for sure. She's wide awake.
Go on, so Rebecca will try and give you a guess and see if you can get €530.
Go on, Sing by Ed Sheeran.
Sing by Ed Sheeran?
Oh, yeah, the Ed Sheeran. So many songs to choose from. Anyway, imagine what you could do with this money, though, in all fairness. I mean, you could put it towards a holiday. You could buy a castle on the hill.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
Oh, he started so well.
Yeah. Listen, right, Rebecca, so enjoy your duvet day. Enjoy your duvet day.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Have a great one, Rebecca.
Bye-bye now. Right, so it means onwards it goes to Damien Farrelly this afternoon, 20 to 5.
20 to 5, you get another goal, it'll still be 530 quid with him. You won't hear singing, you won't hear puns, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Damien's show. It's very good, it's a great show. I'm just saying, it's not the same exciting. Jim
in the morning. Yeah, delight, groove is in the heart here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. And I tell you, my learned friend and colleague over here, he's got many, many, many titles on his resume. Comedian, of course. Actor, of course. Writer, of course.
Aegis.
No, wait. Presenter, of course. And then, of course, we knew that he was a hero anyway when he started saving lives at sea.
Oh, get out of it, will you?
Member of the RNLI. Unbelievable.
Get out.
And then he only goes and reinforces his heroism.
Unwillingly, though.
By taking on the ultimate charity challenge.
Oh,
and I tell you
God.
Something. Talk about something that has caught the imagination or has caught fire or whatever. This is everywhere. We're only talking about it. It only came about yesterday on the show. It was born literally on the show yesterday.
Yeah, oh, well, we say it was born yesterday, right? We say it was born yesterday. Although, the simple fact that Magic Mike had literally everything set up by pure coincidence proves it was not only coming about yesterday. It was just sprung on me yesterday. The plan was to back me into a corner that I couldn't say no. And
you
now,
feel dark forces were afoot.
They absolutely were. So now
say,
we're
gone,
in it.
It's gone absolutely everywhere. I mean, you'll probably know this anyway. All of the websites. I mean, yesterday there was all sorts. There was breaking news. There was
Dublin
Irish
Live,
Mirror,
the
Dublin
Mirror.
Live. Of course, we have to say a big hello to all the members of the Facebook group, Dublin GAA fans.
Yeah, Dublin GAA fans. All Dublin GAA
fans. Because they've gotten on board with this as well. They think it's a fantastic idea to raise money. And I'm looking at a page from the Herald here, which features it. Long day ahead for PJ as he vows to wear Kerry jersey on Hill 16 is the headline. Big story and a picture of PJ. There's another one here, just looking at the Irish Daily Star. PJ to wear Kerry jersey on the hill. And again, the picture and the big story about it. So it's gone absolutely everywhere. It's all over the place, all over the internet.
It's got the amount
newspapers.
Of people that don't read the story, though, and they're just going, anything for a bit of attention, what? No, it's not. It's not a volunteer thing. You know what I mean? It's to make a few quid for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because Jim and Mike are complete cheats.
That's
isn't it?
It's a charity. It's not a forfeit. It's a charity challenge. Okay, I'll be doing my forfeit.
Yes, sniggly
you
snakes.
Are doing a charity challenge as the hero you are.
Oh, you're such a jack off the ass.
The other thing we need to emphasise, people, of course, is that this is not carved in stone, right? We still have a hurdle to cross here. For this to happen, we have to get $5,000 for Make-A-Wish. That's the important bit. We can't forget that, because then the whole thing will be a waste of time. We got to get $5,000 before PJ is obliged to fulfill the charity challenge. So if you want to be part of it, just going to remind you again that the way to do it, well, one of the easiest ways to do it is to simply text. You just text my wish, all one word, my wish to 50300, okay? And that'll donate €4. Make a wish, receive a minimum of 360. Service provider is like charity, okay? And our target is $5,000. Now, if you're somebody, for whatever reason, maybe you're associated with a business or, you know, some sort of grouping or something like that, and you think, well, actually, we'd like to give a few more, Bob, to be honest with you. You can go onto the Make-A-Wish website. If you go onto makeawish.ie, you hit the donate button. It'll ask you to leave details. There's a little drop-down box. You just choose radio, and then you can leave your donation.
Yeah, you're finished.
Oh, I'm only just telling the people. I'm only just providing an information service.
All in all.
Oh, I know that. And of course, just to remind people again, Make-A-Wish do incredible work for children all over the country who have gone through really, really tough times and need just that one
shining moment. They are a brilliant organisation. What they do is fantastic. And it is providing the... Well, I suppose it is literally the opportunity and memories of a lifetime for people. Yeah.
Now, so. I know we had a great start yesterday. I can't remember what it was, but I know we got up. I think we got nearly a couple of grand or something yesterday. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there's lots more to do. So we can't let this lie. You know what I mean? But there's lots more to do. So remember, Make-A-Wish is the beneficiary, Make-A-Wish Ireland. And it's My Wish, MYWISH, all one word, My Wish, to 50300 to donate €4. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Not really. No, I'm happy enough with that, Jeff. You are. You know what I mean? That's a good summary, I would say, of everything, yeah. That sums it all up nice and neatly, yeah, yeah.
That's. I do me best for you, buddy. I'd
just like to add in the, you know, I didn't lose the challenge. I'd just like to add that,
the papers did misreport that.
Yeah, didn't they?
But I'm happy to go with it.
Because that's what we told them.
Don't Stop Believing Journey here at Classic Hits. Almost 20 past 8. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 22nd of August. And here's an interesting one. This is one that would be interesting to you, PJ. Is somebody just texted in to say, guys, would you wish the Irish lads racing in Manx GP in the Isle of Man the very best of luck and safe racing?
Absolutely.
That comes in from Una Gagan.
Of course it will. The greatest sport in the world, motorcycle racing. I hope you have an amazing time.
You've done that
time.
Circuit, have you?
No, I never did that circuit, no. It was the one I always wanted to do. It was the one I forgot
that in your list of resume when I was doing actor, comedian, writer,
all-round buffoon.
Presenter, you know, hero. I forgot race.
He's the most tiresome individual.
I forgot motorbike superstar.
Oh my God. You had to, no, none of those things.
So did you ever want to do the Manx course, the TT?
Yeah, I always wanted to do it, but things just didn't go my way, unfortunately, and then I had a big crash in my bike.
You have to qualify for the TT, or what's the way does that...
You do, yeah, you have to qualify. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Like, there's an awful lot of work goes into it. You have to get your license for circuits first, and then you have to do your time and build up to get a road racing license, and then once you get your road racing license, you have to get your international license. So there's a lot of work goes into it.
Right, and what's the difference? Remind me now, because I'm showing me ignorance here. What's the difference between... the TT being held in the Isle of Man and this one, the Manx GP? It's just a different race, is it?
It's the exact same track.
Right.
It's just different, just completely different events, really. The TT is the big one. That is the big one. That's the one that ever the big seniors, you know, the biggest names in road racing would be at that. And trying to... Actually, they'd be at the other one as well. It's the more prestigious one.
The TT one is.
Yeah, whereas the Manx would be considered the junior of the two event of the two.
Well, good
but
luck to Irish.
It's an incredible event.
Good luck to all of the Irish people. Actually, it's a follow-up.
Stay safe,
from,
lads. I'll come home now.
From Una there, just saying that apparently somebody called James Chalk. From Limerick.
Chalky,
Won the Manx last year. And this year, his younger brother Liam is going to be racing there.
Get out, Joe. I used to race against the both of those lads in the Super Twins. I'm delighted for you, lads. Wow. I hope you have an amazing time.
Brilliant stuff. Freddie Mercury, Living on My Own, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday's Eve, Thursday, 22nd of August. Almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock if you're getting involved in the breakfast table quiz. And you should, because literally, even if you scored nothing, you'd walk away with a prize, courtesy of Kildare Village. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. If you're into your TV, into your telly, and particularly if you're somebody who's into the kind of telly that, you know, has, you know, what would you call it? Suspense moments, those cliffhangers, those things where, you know, what's going to happen?
That has a plot twist,
exactly.
New characters being introduced, any sort of drama at all, anything where you have to kind of, you know, focus your attention to it. Well, apparently we're killing all those TV shows. We're ruining them on everybody because of our phones. So any sort of confusing whodunit or surprise endings. How many of us, in fairness, let's be honest, right, have seen a surprise ending of a show? I've done it, right?
Right.
Shows I said I love. Game of Thrones being one of them.
Yeah.
Right, and you'd be sitting there, you watch and goes, surprising, and everyone goes, wow, and you go, what happened there? what's all that going on?
You mean you've been left unimpressed?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not understanding it. You're like,
all right,
what happened there? Who's your man anyway? The fella with the cigar. I know I've never seen a fella with a cigar in Game of Thrones. What's that happened? And it's a lot, they say we're killing TV in ourselves. Two-thirds, quite a significant amount of us are ruining television on ourselves. Because we won't put our phone down when we're watching the telly.
So we're multi-screening to such a high degree that we can't possibly focus on the television programme
we're
watching.
This has nothing to do with spoiler alerts. This is actually distracting yourself from...
No, this is just pure distraction, yeah.
Is this that thing where you kind of... You say you see an actor in something and you go, what was the thing he was in? Was he in? And then you're on your phone and suddenly you're on IMDb or something trying to find...
That might be a bit of it.
Trying to Google his name.
Or maybe it's just... You're sitting there and then suddenly you get... I don't like him. Twitter.
Oh, right.
You know, or anything. Yeah. Or multi-screen. Or, what I'll do now is what I've started... It's that time of year again. Very exciting. Absolutely get so carried away with it. And I love it so much when it starts is multi-screen sports watching, right?
Right.
So I've got the GAA on... The Premier League on. Maybe you've got the radio on with something else, or you know, and you're sitting there.
Oh, it goes like a bookie shop in your place.
And then you're sitting there, and someone goes, "What did you think yesterday about the match?" And you go, "What? Huh? I can't remember any. Like I can't. I'm there. Stephen Cluxton scored a penalty for Liverpool, did he? What's happened there? I can't remember. I've confused myself to a huge amount. The distraction levels are off the charts. So I'm so confused.
You know the amount of people who do that thing where they're watching a program and they're literally sort of tweeting. The events of the programme.
Live tweeting. That's a huge part of it. Live tweeting is like, a huge part. I can't believe
that Tony just said that to Rachel or whatever the hell.
Outrageous. Did you see what Oscar just did on Love Island? He just took a wee into a cocktail. Oh my
and you're
God.
You're kind of thinking, who's that tweet aimed at? Because other people who are into whatever the programme is are likely to have been watching it and seen it anyway.
See, they're all...
They just feel they have the right... They have the... You know, I'm going to express my opinion now.
See, I think that's the part of the televisual experience now.
Yeah.
I think you don't just watch telly. You watch it and you tweet about it. For a huge amount of people, it's you turn on the telly, you sit back and you get your phone on, fully charged, and you get your hashtag ready and you go, right. Da-da-da-da-da. You just get stuck in. You get stuck in from the start. That's what you do. Like, look, you ever see the stuff on the Late Late Show? Ryan walks out. The second he walks out, someone goes, crap tight, hate him. What's going on? You can't do anything.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. If you follow the hashtag for the Late Late or anything like that, it's I think if you haven't seen it, it would take you back.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to do that now.
Comments.
I'm not normally in on a Friday night, but still.
Unreal.
I'll stay in one of these nights.
And because it's RTE, no matter what
happens. Actually, I don't have to. I don't even have to watch the programme. I can just watch Twitter in a different place.
Anywhere. You can watch it anywhere. And I'll tell you, because it's RTE, and you know, they take a lot of flack and stuff anyway. Ryan could literally bring Nelson Mandela back from the dead. And someone would go, because he couldn't let him rest, could he? Jesus, typical. Yeah.
And he's still wearing a crap tie.
All about him. Would you let him speak? You know, you get all these things. So there you go. So interactive programmes such as Love Island, Britain's Got Talent were the biggest ones when people just get, you know, because it was vote, you're being asked to vote. So people are seeing who everyone else is voting for. That's understandable, I suppose. And then you see, but it's the Radio Times said second screening is bringing benefits and new angles to television as well as distracting us. So that's what they're talking about when it comes to voting TV.
Is that what it's called now? Second screening?
Second screening, yeah, or multi-screening. I'd be more of a multi-screening lad. That's why it is like, it's like walking into Paddy Power walking into my house. You know what I mean? And there's so people are there, PJ, you're missing it. And I'm there, I'm gambling on the wrestling in here in the kitchen. I'll be in to see you.
Like that. So second screening, is that like, so whatever programme is on the telly, a different programme on your device? Or is it like you're doing stuff about that programme on your device?
Either or. Both are the same. They're saying that as well, children have stopped watching TV to a huge level. So it's like 19% of drop-off is kids watching TV because they just watch iPads, you know, tablets, things like that instead. So there you go.
That's mad, that isn't it?
Imagine you're walking into a creche now and you see kids just there betting on horses.
Yeah. It's mad though to think, isn't it, that people would do that. They'd be watching telly and then... And, you know, like and tweeting and doing all that sort of stuff. That'd be mad. It'd be like listening to a radio station and like texting it and all. And strange people.
Yeah. So there's people out there listening to the radio and driving cars. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
And then you get in trouble just because you want to,
enter a competition.
Not concentrate for a while.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
with Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So for the perfect day out, take exit 13 on the M7 for Kildare Village, where there's something extraordinary every day. New autumn arrivals, of course, in 100 boutiques to choose from. You've got all of the big brands. You're very familiar with being a fashion icon yourself.
Oh,
you
well.
Do love. And to be fair to you, you do love your fashion brands.
There's a couple that I'm really into. Now, to be honest, there is. I know it sounds like Jim is taking the mickey out of me.
No, no,
normally does go that way. But he's actually right on this one.
You'd be dealing with brands now that would be above my level.
Well, I don't
you'd
know.
Be
well,
with
like,
the
I've very
of, you know.
Few items. Like, I've two Ralph Lauren tops.
You've a load of Kenzo.
A few Kenzo tops.
Lots of Kenzo
yeah.
gear. A bit of Paul Smith, have you? No?
A couple of Paul Smith yeah. t-shirts. Yeah, I have a few nice bits lying around.
You're not dealing with muck here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal, I can tell you. And you get over 100 brands, the likes of Armani, Brooks Brothers, Michael Kors, Clarks, North Face, Hugo Boss, Barber, Nike. A list goes on and on and on and on. You can check them all out at kildarevillage.com. Up to 60% off all year round. And for us this week, they've given you a €50 Kildare Village gift card to win. I say win, just to have every day if you can get on the quiz and actually play. And then if you do manage to win at the end of the week, they'll upgrade that to €300 of
now,
a gift card.
So if you're a burger and you want to look like an open steak sandwich presented in a 5-star hotel like myself, all you need to do is take part in the quiz. And 11 is the score we need to beat, I think.
If you're a burger who wants to look like an open steak sandwich.
Yeah, I could. It's the best analogy I could come up with
that
on this
That is absolutely brilliant.
Right.
And I will use that again.
So this morning's burger is Jennifer Rosny. How are you, Jennifer?
Hi, how are you doing, lad?
Not so bad. Enough. How are you getting on, Jennifer?
Yeah, good. All good, thanks.
So, Jennifer, are you more of a burger or more of an open steak sandwich?
I think I'd be a nice burger person now, more than a steak sandwich.
Nothing wrong
there.
With that. Nothing wrong. You can get
you
a
go.
Good burger.
She's a fancy burger.
She's
there.
A fancy
She's
burger. She's one of those, you know, it's not one of those high street places.
No.
It's a gourmet.
Gourmet burger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this got very peculiar.
Right, listen, the good news for you, Jennifer, is that straight away you're walking away with a €50 Kildare Village gift card. So well done, you.
Excellent, thank you.
And the next bit is 60 seconds to try and get that upgraded to 300. You ready to go?
I am.
All right, best of luck, here we go.
What actor starred as Edward Scissorhands?
Johnny Depp.
Which profession is shared by Naomi Campbell and Kate Moss?
Model.
Which ex-Neighbours actress had a hit in 1997 with the song Torn?
Oh, Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, in the children's TV series, who was He-Man's sister?
She-Ra.
On the World Wide Web, what country does the .es domain represent?
Spain.
The Huntsman and the Funnel Web are both species
Spider.
Of what? Yeah, what nationality was the chef on The Muppet Show?
Mexican.
Swedish. What actor starred as both Rocky Balboa and John Rambo?
What's his name? I can see him. I pass.
Sylvester Stallone. In which science fiction TV series would you find Special Agent Mulder?
X-Files.
Yeah, what is the name of Winnie the Pooh's tiger friend?
Tigger.
What are the underground dwellings where rabbits live called?
Warren.
What is the principal colour of a football team Leeds United's home strip?
Oh, blue.
White. How many players are required for a game of solitaire?
Two.
It's one. Which number of the month is considered to be unlucky if it falls on a Friday?
13.
That's
yes.
the one, yes.
Okay,
but
well
you got off to a lightning start.
I thought you were going to blow it out of the water and then the Muppet Show came along.
Yeah, then the shower Muppets ruined it all. Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Let's give it a count, you'll never know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10?
It sounded like it was more, didn't it? I thought you had more. You were flying there for a while. I thought this is going to be a doddle now. I thought you were going to...
Sylvester Stallone was driving me. I was right in the tip of my tongue. I just couldn't think.
It wouldn't come out, yeah. And then Leeds United always ruin everything on everybody's head.
Well, the thing about it is, that's the weird thing. The Sylvester Stallone, apart from just not getting the answer, it costs you time, doesn't it?
No,
it does, thinking about it, That's
it
always the way.
Anyway, listen, at least, Jennifer, you have the €50 Kildare Village gift card. Well done. And we think you're a proper gourmet steak sandwich, in our opinion.
Super, thanks very much.
Have a great day.
See you, Jennifer. Thanks again.
Cheers, bye-bye. Right, so there we go. I honestly thought Jennifer was going to, like, She was going to end up at like 14 or 15.
Lying at the start. There you go. It always pays to remember that if you have any doubts in your mind at all, just say pass, because the next one comes quicker than you can, well, probably think. Or at least maybe. I say that, but then again, there'll be the one time someone does that next
quicker
one.
Than you can shake a salt cellar at it.
Quicker than you can shake burger. A pack of chips at your burger.
Correct.
So it does, yeah.
Anyway, listen, another chance to have a go. Still looking to beat that score of 11, but even if you don't, you'll walk away with the €50 gift card anyway, so it's got to be worth having a bash. 087 188 0008 if you fancy having a go at the Breakfast Table Quiz.